Hello, I'm here with Alan Webb, CIO from SureTrust. Welcome, Alan. I'm glad you could join us.
Thank you. I'm really happy to be here today.
Now, you have a very interesting story to tell about overcoming some significant IT challenges during COVID. But before we get into that, can you tell me a little about SureTrust?
SureTrust was established in the 1980s. It's a not-for-profit organisation that covers the UK. We have a vision to create a future where good employment is accessible to all in society, irrespective of life circumstances. Our services are quite diverse, but they follow our child to career framework. So offering services for young people in care services through to employability and skills development. We currently employ just over 2,800 employees with about 1,000 volunteers working for us across the organisation.
And who are the people you're helping? What can you tell me about their situations?
From 2019 to 2020, we supported over 290,000 people. We're expecting for this year for that number to be double that amount. There's a lot of common themes that you hear, helping people who have been displaced from work. That is one of the biggest areas in which we have impact. We focus a lot on people either in institutes or ex-offenders who are looking to gain qualifications and training to either going to apprenticeships or secure employment. We've got people that are not with their families no more, where we help them rebuild their trust with people, their own self-esteem, and through that support them move into independent living.
Just going back to something you said early on, you said you're expecting a doubling of demand on your services in the next year. So there's two questions I'd like to ask on that. How would you normally deliver services, and how have you had to change that under lockdown conditions?
Traditionally, our services are delivered face-to-face, and that would be complete across a number of centres we have across the UK, even to the point that we'd meet people in community centres, libraries, even your local coffee shop. When the pandemic become a reality and we have to be creative in the way that we've got people working from home due to the limited investment in technology. A lot of our operations from a technology perspective, so our things like our service desk, our computer build processes, were reliant on offices that were no longer open or had limited access. So being able to get technology to people when your core services that you deliver, those sites are closed, that become a big challenge for us. And the other challenge was that whole onboarding people, new employees from home. The dynamics change in terms of actually the logistics of getting equipment to home addresses, confirming the receipt of delivery, onboarding that employee in the morning so that they can then start their new role very, very quickly.
And then on top of all the extra work you had to do in dealing with the increase in demand and the pandemic, you took on additional work on the JETS scheme. Can you give me an overview of what JETS is?
Yeah, so JETS is a UK government-backed scheme, the Job Entry Target Support. It's backed by a £238 million investment from the UK government, and it's been designed to dedicate support people who have lost their job during the pandemic. So JETS went live across the UK on the 5th of October of last year. To date, we've handled over 255,000 contacts via our virtual contact centre. And for us as an organisation, it required onboarding of over 600 people to support the delivery of that contract across three areas in the UK.
So 600 new staff needed to be onboarded. What did you have to do to make that happen?
We had to create a new platform from scratch. So we started from a blank piece of paper because everything else we had wasn't suitable to build upon. And we needed different skill sets and more capabilities. We had to really reimagine our IT services from the ground up. And the selection of CDW across the complete landscape for the delivery of services for JETS gave us the capacity that we was missing and some of the capabilities that we was missing and allowed me to have my team focus on the people's first day experiences when they're onboarded, what that's going to look like. You are directly influencing that outcome. And we also had a challenge there on day one that people had to be unboxing their computers, switching them on, being guided automatically through a process to enroll their devices, ultimately to be ready for 10 a.m. Welcome calls with their new colleagues, new managers and so on. So it was paramount that we got that correct quite quickly.
So getting CDW involved was key, I guess, in allowing your team to focus on the user side of that rollout. How did you work together?
With CDW, the actual ability for them to adapt or help us adapt to that changing landscape was very easy. They have all the foundations in place in terms of, you know, simple things like warehouse services, build services, dealing with logistics on a daily basis. All those things were already in place. So that actually made it really easy for us to adapt our processes using those experiences that CDW already had. Also with CDW, the portfolio of vendors that they had and the specialists, that helps us navigate a world that changes on a daily basis in terms of where technology providers are, who's doing what and where. So we was able to get to a point of understanding high-level product design, high-level cost model, have all the sort of the information to hand. So when we got the news that we had been awarded the Jets contract, I was able to then quickly move into sort of detailed design and then delivery very quickly. And that is something that is different about CDW compared to what I've seen with other providers historically. Having the access into CDW's experience helped us ultimately support the onboarding of those employees.
It sounds like that relationship really developed and worked well. So you worked out a plan. Talk me through the execution. 600 computers to 600 homes, fully provisioned with the correct software. How did you get the right kit to the right people at the right time?
We had a onboarding model that was allowed us to bring tranches of people on every 2 weeks. So we had a very slick process with some defined SLAs between ourselves and CDW, where we would provide details of the new employees, because all the equipment was being sent to people's home addresses. And it is one of the biggest lessons I learned. And it sounds so silly, but, you know, shipping 10 computers to one address, not too much of a challenge. Shipping 100 computers to one address, a little bit of a challenge, but still not that bad. But actually, when you try and do that across 100 different addresses, and you have to think of all the logistics management, that was all the bits that we didn't have the internal capacity or capability to deal with. So, you know, we get the list of new employees, all the addresses, all the information will be sent to CDW for ratification. And then using CDW service track, people would be given packages which would contain, obviously, like laptops, headsets. Those packages would then sent to people end to end. CDW were responsible for the sourcing of the equipment, the building of the equipment, and the delivery of the equipment.
So for a team that usually covers everything IT, hardware, software, everything, it must have been a big decision to outsource the hardware and software provisioning parts of that to CDW. What do you think would have happened if you kept the whole project in-house?
I had the confidence that I knew that the CDW team would be able to respond effectively to the challenge ahead. If we didn't have that available, I don't know how I would have actually dealt with the onboarding and the process using my own team's capacity. We just didn't have the capacity, didn't have the physical locations to deal with that as well. So yeah, without CDW's involvement at that stage, I think we would have struggled to meet the demand and the throughput of onboarding of staff.
Thanks, Alan. I'd like to get a word from Leon Batchelor now. Leon, you work for CDW and you were Alan's main contact and project manager for this project. How did you approach it? And from your perspective, what were the critical factors?
So from the point of award, it was kind of getting all of the CDW and ShoreTrust team together to focus on how we were going to execute for each stage. So, you know, talk about the provision of the telephony service that was working in partnership with 8x8 and ShoreTrust working directly with 8x8 with oversight from CDW. Regards the actual fulfillment of the hardware that the users were going to be using at home, that was working to ensure that we're securing sufficient amounts of stock in plenty of time. We were testing the build process, making sure that once a user received the device, did the piece of paper actually have all the steps that the user would need to follow to make sure they enroll correctly, ensuring that everything that we're supplying as part of each package met the needs for the different kind of users. So it was a lot of work around identifying each individual's needs or bundling those, testing the process, making sure that the delivery process worked, the onboarding of delivery addresses worked, and in terms of timelines for that, I think from the point of actual award through to first sets of deliveries, Alan, I think we were at about 4 weeks, 5 weeks before first sets of users were online and working.
Yeah, that's correct.
The key element here was Alan and his team spending the time with CDW to make sure that we got the operational execution of this spot on.
Alan, Leon mentions the telephony service. How do you set up a telephony system integrating 600 remote workers? That sounds like a tall order.
So, when I spoke to Leon and the account team about the contact centre, we talked about many different products, and that 8x8 was one that actually sort of got to the top of the list very, very quickly for many, many different reasons. One of the key differentiators around the 8x8 products was that we could see the potential of the omni-channel approach, but we haven't invested in 8x8 just for Jets. It's actually now invested as part of our longer-term go-to product set for future contracts where contact centre services are required.
I'm going to bring in Ross Pedder from CDW. Ross, you work with Alan on the selection of the 8x8 telephone solution. How did you both decide that was the best solution for ShoreTrust?
If you're working with a younger person, for example, you know, they might not want to be picking up the phone. They might want to be doing it through other modes and other channels of communication. They might want to do it through WhatsApp. They might want to do it through, you know, email or just some live chat. And then different other generations may prefer to pick up the phone and have a conversation with another human being. And ShoreTrust, for example, are going to be able to provide, you know, a full variety of digital experience for, yeah, you know, their customers and the people that they're going to be helping. And I think that's, you know, not only are they going to be able to spin the project up in the time that they need to and start delivering the service, but they're also going to be able to provide some value-added services if they decide to do that later on down the line.
So that ability to adapt and flex is obviously important right now. And it's a good foundation for the future too. Who knows what's coming our way? What do you think, Alan? How do you feel about the future?
Of course, massively happy because it's gone very, very well. But the other good thing out of this is that everything that's been done for Jets has actually created a new template for the way that we work in the future. So any new contracts, just onboarding new staff, you know, CDW have now become the key provider to supporting those additions to the organisation. We are planning to retire all our old traditional telephone systems across different offices and move them to 8x8. We are investing in new computers for the organisation with Dell, and CDW are responsible for the procurement, build and configuration and delivery of all those services. So for me, the future looks really positive that with the way that CDW demonstrated their capabilities during Jets, you just got to keep replicating that for anything else we do in the future.
And that sounds like a good note to end on. I'd like to thank Alan, Leon and Ross for taking the time to share their story with us, and also you, the listeners, for joining us. Until next time.